We're delighted to speak now with Jeff Curry, who is an organizer of the Speak Out program and the FACE program, and will be present at the Troy United event this Saturday.
Hello.
Jeff, welcome to the show. Jeff, can you tell us, well, first, I guess let's start with the Speak Out program. Tell us about it.
Well, the Speak Out program is basically for kids ages 6 to 21. What we do is we're at Unity House on the second floor for about usually an hour on Mondays and Wednesdays, hour and a half. And the first half, what we usually do is sit down with the kids and let them feel comfortable of explaining themselves and what bullying is. They explain to us what bullying is. We talk to them. We ask about situations they've been in and to see, like, what's the scariest part of being bullied and how to handle a bullying situation if it's them or someone else being bullied. The address is 6 and Hoosick in the city of Troy, New York. It's Unity House right there on the corner of 6 and Hoosick. You'll see it. It says it right on the building, Unity House. We're on the second floor every Monday and Wednesday, 5:30 to 7 o'clock, starting right after we're clear to go back in the building.
And how do you address bullying on social media?
Well, what we do is first, what we do with the kids, we tell them, report the first sign of it. Even if it seems little, innocent, if it seems like they're being pushy, avoid that conversation and let your parents know or let an adult know so they can see what's going on.
And how many kids participate in this program?
We have an average anywhere from probably 12 to 18 a day, every Monday and Wednesday.
And, you know, how do you see bullying increasing, decreasing, or about the same since kids have been out of school?
Well, I believe it's increasing now since they've been out of school because they have nothing else to do except bother other kids. So I feel like it's increased since we've been out of school.
And are there ways that you're working to address that as a, you know, remote issue?
Yes. We tried to figure out a way around the epidemic and how we could do it with spacing and still get out to the kids. So when we started yesterday, we started going outside to the parking lot of school too, where the spacing is 9 feet apart and the kids still wear their masks. We get together and we do some exercise and we see if there's anything bothering the kids or any situation or is there anyone that they're trying to help and anything we could do to help them right now at this point.
And do the kids seem pretty, like, that works for them?
Yeah, it works. Like, most of the kids, they can let your whole class themselves and teach other kids about bullying now. After being there, like, some of them been there longer than a year. Some of them been there a couple months. But most of them came in shy. But now they want to speak out. They want to stand up. They want to show other kids what bullying is, what to do in case of a bullying. So I believe it's very effective for the kids.
And you also helped to coordinate a basketball program called the FACE program. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, that's for ages 6 to 13. I've been running for about 4 summers now. It just something extra for the kids to do to give them other options in the summertime because all kids can't afford summer camp. So I give them another option because the basketball league is free, shirts are free, food is free. You just got to show up on Tuesdays and Thursdays, play basketball if that's what you like to do, and just give you another option at life.
So where does the FACE program meet?
The FACE program meet on 7th and Angles in the park. They're redoing the park right now. So if anybody went by, we're still going to be there this year. They're going to be finished by the summer. So it's on 7th and Angles in the city of Troy.
I did hear that the basketball nets are back up in the parks. Is that true?
Someone told me that we put lids on the ones under the bridge when the epidemic started, but someone told me that the lids was off this weekend. So I'm not sure how true it is, so I'm going to ride by and see, and then I'm going to sit down and probably talk to the mayor and see what's the guidelines for running the basketball league for the summer because I want to make sure everyone stays safe.
Right. Can you just talk about, you know, the need for kids programs and for youth programs in our community, especially when school is out?
The need for the programs is very important, because if we don't give these kids something to do, they're going to be into other things. And by giving them something to do, we know we're helping them for their future. We're teaching them being part of something is important than just being out here just doing whatever and hanging around, looting, or whatever the case may be. Like, for instance, my second year, Sergeant from Troy Police told me he loved the league. And I was like, well, why? He was like, because all the kids I had trouble with last summer before this started, they're all here. So I know where they're all at. They're not doing nothing. They're in the park. They're playing. And I know crime is down from the hours of 4 to 9 every Tuesday and Thursday. So that's why I'm allowed to even be able to stop by, hang out, and meet the kids here. And it's very important for the kids, because seeing that police presence there, they get to know the police, and then they don't label themselves as a snitch when they feel like there's a problem.
So there is an activity taking place this weekend, the Troy United event at the Troy Central Little League at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Can you talk about your role in that?
Yes. We combined with several other organizations in the city of Troy. We came together to give away hand sanitizer, gloves, face masks, hot dogs, and hamburgers. Hot dogs and hamburgers was because it was the weekend of Memorial Day, and we know some parents haven't been working, so it's a little bit difficult for food to come by, so we just decided to do that. And the face masks, gloves, and the hand sanitizer was due to the fact because everybody doesn't have access to these things, so we wanted to make sure we make it a little bit easier in trying to help get rid of this pandemic. So what we did was we're giving away sanitizer to each family. We go give away sanitizer, gloves, face mask, and food. They don't have to bring the whole family down. They can come and say, for instance, they got 4 kids, we'll put 4 hamburgers, 4 hot dogs in the bag. Information about the programs that that's still offering, people who may help you, you can still talk to people. It's several things going on down there this weekend.
So I'm really excited to see that this event is going on. And if listeners want to, we'll start with Speak Out. If listeners want to reach out to Speak Out or maybe enroll in it, who do they contact?
They could contact Karen Pryor or they could contact myself. And we'll let them know the days, times, and Kevin also, he makes it upon himself sometimes to even pick up the kids. If a parent just can't get there in time, he'll pick the child up if need be. They arrange that when they talk to him. And he will be down there this Saturday at one of the tables with information also.
So they can go the Saturday. Is there a phone number they can call?
It's phone. I don't want to give out a personal phone number, but I don't have his extra phone number.
Or maybe right now, social media. Is there a Facebook page?
Yeah, you can go on Facebook, social media, go to Kevin Pryor, and you'll see his picture, and it's a Speak Out program, and you just click right on. He'll get back to you immediately, usually within 10, 15 minutes.
And then for the FACE program, where can listeners go to get updates on that?
The FACE program, we're doing sign-ups this Saturday just to get started. We're doing this Saturday. They can go to my page, Jeff Curry on Facebook also. And my phone number is, I can give out my phone number, 518-606-0773. And, I mean, if you need an application, I'll drop it off or you come get it. But usually we like to have kids signed up by the middle of June so we can make sure everyone has a uniform that fits.
So this has been Jeff Curry. He helps to coordinate the FACE basketball program, the Speak Out anti-bullying program, and is also helping one of the co-organizers for this weekend's event, Troy United. It's taking place this Saturday, May 23rd at 2 p.m. at Troy Central Little League, 3130 7th Avenue. Thank you so much for joining us, Jeff.
Thank you so much for having me.